Good morning, we're continuing Chayyadam, Kalam and Ches, Simon Gimel. So now he talks about the issue of karka. So karka, many times works to the advantage, and sometimes it works to disadvantage. Mikvah requires, it has to be on the ground. The mikvah is only kosher if it's in the karka. Mechubar l'karka is considered like karka. Something which is in karka, or mechubar l'karka is not makabel tuma. So there are many advantages. Over here, it's going to be actually the other way around. This is not a valid tevila, because it's a tevila inside of a kli. And a tevila inside of a kli is not a valid tevila, even if it's mechubar l'karka. But the point of this opinion is not that you're not doing tevila, you're doing the tila. Well, when you take a kli and attach it to the ground, so in some ways you're being mevatel the status of a kli from it. So over here, karka is going to make it worse, not better, because remember you're not using this as a form of tevila, which adarabba requires karka, but we're using over here a form of netila, which requires a kli. As much as we look at it, it's not a kli because it's attached to the ground, so this is not a valid netila. So comes the chayyadam and says, "V'davka shena mechubar l'karka." This all works that you're dipping your hands into the kli. It's a very large kli. It doesn't have an opening on the bottom. They could use the faucet option. It's too big for you to be able to tilt it over and have the water flow out. So you don't have any eights of natila. So you want to stick your hands in. Okay. But the reason why it works, because according to this opinion, this is a form of natila with a kli. And there's no requirement of karka gavra. But if the kli is mechubar l'karka, avol kli mechubar l'karka, ein kan netila klal. V'gamar mikri tevila. Tevila l'shach b'kli, davi shuvim. Since it's a kli, it's not a good tevila. Since it's mechubar l'karka, it's not a kli. So we're sort of saying that the definition of kli in regards to passeling the tevila, the definition of the kli that is required for the purpose of netila, are not perfectly synonymous. So therefore, I can have something which is considered a kli to invalidate tevila purposes, so it's not a valid tevila, and then turn around and say, well, but it's not a kli, and therefore when I stick my hands in it, I'm not fulfilling the requirement of washing my hands inside of a kli. So we sort of split the two. Okay. Now, comes along the Bir Halacha and says, in Halacha we differentiate regards to Hilchus Tumah, and the Gabi Hilchus, when there's a case where you had a kli, made something a kli to start with, and then afterwards you attach it to the ground, and a case where it was first put into the ground and then it was made into a kli. The example of Gemara gives us something made out of, let's say, wood. So, to be considered a kli, it has to have a base kibble. So first, the person attached the block of wood to the ground, and then he carved out the base kibble. It's different than a case that you already had made a kli with a base kibble, and then you attach it into the ground. It's referred to as chokakoy ulubasayf kavoy. First, you carved it out, and then you attached it, or vice versa. So the Bir Halacha comes along and says that this, that we're going to say that attaching it to the ground takes away its status of a kli, it's only a case of that you first attached it, and then you only made it into a kli after it's attached to the ground. So regards to the halacha of being considered an atila in a kli, since it never had an independent name of a kli when it's detached, it does not get the status of a kli to be kosher for atila sedayim after it's attached to the ground. But regards to the issue of being toivel in it, we're going to makor and say it's a kli, and you cannot be toivel inside of a kli. Okay, the last point that the Chayyadam says, the issue is considered shuvim. So we need to clarify the halachas of shuvim. This is very relevant for the halachas of mikvah. We will talk about that in the following shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.